Welcome to Nova Galactic Biotechs. How may we help you? How may we serve you? How may we change you? Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
For information technology, press 1. For our legal department, press 2. For repairs and replacements, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 0. Please remain on the line to speak to the nearest representative. We appreciate your patience. Your estimated wait time is
27
minutes.
Is not responsible for any damages real or perceived that may or may not result from unintended audiences listening to certain elements that may be deemed unsuitable by most real or fictitious individuals.
Hello. Thank you for calling Nova Galactic Biotechs. My name is Ron. How may I be of assistance?
Alright, first of all, I have been waiting on hold for so long!
Yes, I'm terribly sorry for making you wait so long, sir.
Meanwhile, a black hole is devouring civilization as we know it. Alright?
Yes. Okay, I see.
All I wanted to do, you know, my mom, bless her heart, she was like, "Hey, Johnny, go vacuum up the downstairs." And I'm like, "Oh, gee, Mom, I gotta go vacuum the downstairs." She's like, "Vacuum the downstairs." So I was like, "Oh, god damn it. All right, so I go and get the vacuum, you know."
Oh, I understand. Okay.
I get one of your guys'. It's one of your guys'. Singularity vacuum cleaners. You know, it's all on the TV. My mom couldn't help herself. She bought it. It was the best sucker she's ever had.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, I go and get the vacuum, and I suck up like one of those little bits of plastic, and it gets stuck. And I'm like, how the hell do you stick a black hole?
Really? Okay. That's... wow.
How the hell did a black hole get stuck? So I'm like, oh, gee. So I try and get it out, and what do you know? I drop the vacuum, and it cracks, right? And now I got black. Everything's sucking in my house. They got the furniture. You got the paintings off the walls. It's all being sucked into this black hole, right? And I'm like, geez. Oh, gee, now my cat's being sucked into a black hole. Oh, God.
I see. Yes, black hole vacuums do tend to be on the bit more of an unstable side, typically.
Cat, get out of the black hole! What are you doing? Oh, God, but yeah, so that's why I'm calling. I'm calling because of the black hole devouring civilization as we know it. All because of one of your stupid vacuum cleaning units. And now, it's eating half my house because you had me on hold for that long.
And what is the serial number on your product?
Oh, God, now I gotta find the serial? I got black? Oh, all right, fine. Let me go fucking... oh, jeez. Okay, serial number. Looks like it's Z27... that bit's a little bit scraped because the black hole ate a bit of it, but I think it's like a 3? I think it's Z273, fuck you, is what it says.
Oh, that particular model. That was recalled 7 months ago due to... give me 1 second. Let's see. internal fluids inversion. Real nasty. But, you know, that's not your... That's not what's happening with you, so I wouldn't worry about it that much.
What about my cat? Do I get a free replacement cat? Next thing, my mom's gonna be in there. Do I get a free replacement mom? After all of this garbage, you're telling me it was recalled? How come I didn't get an email or something? Like, geez, what is this garbage?
Every one of our products comes with a warning label that specifically states that if the protective pyroglass casing happens to crack and otherwise break around the black hole, we are no longer liable for any of your damages.
You sell me this broken product. There goes my cat again, being sucked into the black hole. Oh, God, cat, get out of the black hole. Oh, Mr. Whiskers, no. He's in the black hole now. Oh, God. Mr. Whiskers.
I am greatly sorry, sir. I truly am.
I'm calling from Dimension 14, Universe 32. This is from the planet Mars 26, which, you know, will probably be Mars Zero if you don't hurry up.
Well, you can take the recalled product to the nearest, Ridley's Appliance Emporium. This is where you can be compensated.
Oh, sure, let me just carry this black hole to a replacement center, of course!
I'm sorry, but that's all I can suggest with a recalled defective product. We have thoroughly advertised the recall as per Interplanetary Commerce Killings Prevention Regulations.
Oh, proper intergalactic. There's a black hole that just ate my cat. Screw your proper intergalactic regulations. Get your butt over to Mars and get this thing out of here.
I highly recommend the new CXR5200 Big Mouth. Its most useful feature is that it includes an incorporeal nozzle, which is made up for vacuuming up the supernatural. And it's completely wireless, thanks to the fact that it then converts that raw undead energy into fuel, which is shown to decrease your carbon footprint by 2.1%, and then increases your likelihood of poltergeists by 5.5%, but that's not important.
This whole thing is a mess.
Plus, it comes with a 2-year warranty, so you're guaranteed quality that will last.
Good, in case another black hole eats my planet.
Okay, if you could stay on the line and answer a short survey real quick on the quality of your assistance today, that would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, great. Now I gotta take a fucking survey. I just lost my cat. I've lost half my house. My homeworld's gonna be destroyed. No, I'm done with this. Screw you!
And I hope you have a lovely day.
Yourself a wet blanket today when you're too hot and don't feel safe without any covers to protect yourself from any spirits or creepy things trying to grab you by the feet at night. To give yourself a wonderful night dream of sleep and slumber, sleep with an ultra wet blanket where when you wake up, will it be piss, sweat, or tears? Who knows? Wet blanket, because who are we to judge? We know you're not confident enough to sleep without anything.
Your estimated wait time is
32
minutes.
Brainstorm, the last defense against writer's block. A drug that allows you to be more creative and think more critically. Now down to only a 10% chance of causing immediate stage 7 brain cancer. Ask your customer service rep today for more information.
to Jimmy's Waffle House, where we got plenty of ranch for your waffles. You want to put some chicken on your waffles? That's what we got. You want to put some steak on your waffles? You're weird, but we got it. You want to throw some, I don't know, some eggs on your waffles? I mean, it kind of might mix in with the syrup and be all weird, but we got it. Come on down to Jimmy's, did I say Jimmy? What's my name again? Jimmy's Waffle House, where we got all sorts of waffles. Oh, boy.
Hello, thank you so much for calling Nova Galactic Biotech. This is Jazz speaking. How may I help you?
My name is Montgomery Higginsbury, but my friends call me Monty, you see. I'm a lieutenant colonel. I am the current warden at the prison world of Flat Earth 13.
Oh yes, Flat Earth 13. I've heard of you, sir. You're a loyal customer of ours.
And you see, recently, we bought one of your products, the Genocide Class Meat Blender, Mark IV. And, well, you see, one of the bone dusting arms is stuck, and we appear to have a buildup of human femurs in the shower room.
Oh, well, Mr. Monty, first, I just really want to thank you for your patience with this issue. Our Genocide Class Meat Blenders are tested extensively before they even make it into the market to ensure that they are able to pulverize any bone into the finest, most beautiful dust.
Yes. Well, luckily the wait time wasn't too long, but even if it was, it wouldn't really bother me that much.
I just require a little bit more information from you so that I can properly research and give you the best information possible. So, do you happen to have the serial number for your product?
Ah, yes, the serial number. The serial number is, let's see, 712, another 2, another 2, another 2, another 2, and a 3. And another 2.
And a 2, and a 2, and a 3, and one more 2. Perfect. Oh, well, Mr. Monty, I know exactly what your issue is. You, sir, are due for an upgrade. The past Genocide Class Meat Blender Mach 4 was having some bugs, meaning the bugs that crawl inside of the mechanism to eat the stray dust that is clogging up were not doing their job properly. So we have since upgraded to the Genocide Class Meat Blender Mach 5, and you, sir, are eligible for this.
Oh, delightful. I would love to get more bodies in here ASAP. The more bodies, the better, is what I say. Get more of these flat earthers out of here.
Yes, sir. And I really want to help you. Now, I just really have two options for you. One, I could send out a technician over to you and have them replace the existing bugs inside of the machine with ones that we've stressed out a little bit more and given a little bit more push so that they should remain more consistent in eating that dust, although there is still the potential for them to, as time goes on, become lazy. Or, second option, I could send out a replacement model for you, the new and improved Genocide Class Meat Blender 5.
Oh, well, let's see. How much would a full replacement cost, you see? Now, I am all about efficiency, young lady. Yes, all about efficiency.
Oh, yes, and we are all about efficiency here as well. Let me just take a look at the options for you. Okay, so it looks like to have a technician come out to replace the existing bugs is 2,500 credits, and to replace the entire Genocide Class Meat Blender with the newest model is, looks like, 3,400 credits. Now, before we even commit to any of the options, I'd recommend just having a technician come out to evaluate the machine first.
Perfect, perfect. I send a repairman or a mechanic or someone to evaluate the instrument right away. We can see what parts we can reuse. Because while I am about efficiency, I'm also all about saving money, you see. And any way to get these human femurs out of the shower rooms. It doesn't bother me, but I've heard some complaints from the inmates that it might be interrupting their time or something. But you know, whatever's easier to grind their bones. Oh, that's a human skull now. It seems the skull crusher might also be bent. Well, as fast as you can. Gotta grind more bones to feed the inmates.
Okay, so Mr. Monty, I'm gonna send out a technician for you. He's just gonna take a look at those bugs, and you said the skull crusher. I'm gonna make sure they know about that as well. And all I really need from you is to see if you could just fill out a customer service survey for me, just to give me any feedback upon my performance today.
Ah, yes, a short survey. Delightful. What's that? Now the blood matrix is off. Oh, jeez, I can't have us time for a survey.
And he's gone. Oh, Mr. Monty, how many times am I going to have to talk to you when you not fill out my survey? Okay, well, no, just focus. Focus. It's okay. Okay. Okay, you've handled the black holes of the first level. You've handled the craziness of the second, and you're on your way. You're on your way. You just need 100 more surveys. Just 100 more surveys, and then they're going to bump you up, okay? Just focus on your goal. 100 more surveys. 100 more surveys. 100 more glowing surveys, because you are a glowing, wonderful customer service rep. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay. Just focus. Just focus on the positives. Just focus on the positives. Oh, no. I'm not focusing on the positives yet, Mr. Customer. Oh, okay, you, sir, are going to have to wait.
Quality Assurance is a production of Aphelion International Media, AIM, written and produced by Victoria Wood. Today's guest writers for this episode were Logan Sewell, James Aiden Stoltz, and Caitlin O'Grady. The voice of our customers were Logan Sewell. Logan can be found streaming on Twitch on Shenana_gaming or on Twitter at the ALCH96066038. The voice of our customer service representatives were James Aiden Stoltz at StoltzJames on Twitter and Caitlin O'Grady at CatMOGrady on Instagram. The voice of Nova is Victoria Wood, known online as Time Hitchhiker. Advertisement for Brainstorm, voiced by Sean Williams. The voice of Mr. Whiskers was Ion the Cat. She's positively charged. On-hold music provided by Artificial Paradise, who can be found on Spotify and Bandcamp. Logos designed by Paxton Deckard at PaxDraws on Twitter and Emily O'Grady at lme.art on Instagram. The voice of corporate is David Wood. For more information on our products and services, please visit novagalactica.com or find us on Twitter at Nova Galactica. Please remain on the line to fill out a brief survey on the quality of our service. Nova Galactica is a wholly owned subsidiary of Nova Galactica Biotechs. Nova Galactica is not responsible for the destruction of your home world. Please remember to have a nice day.